Let's go. We are back. And the most important, that Gavin is back.
I'm back from America.
Yes, yes, yes. So now we have decided that I will ask the question and you will give the answer. Yes?
Okay.
So,
yes. Where were you on July the 14th, 2001?
Yes, no. Where? And how was this in America?
America was very nice. Thank you for asking, Jacques. I very much enjoyed the time there.
Yes, but...
how was it?
More. Develop. Okay. No, I will ask.
Okay.
Oh, my God, the sand was so white, Gavin, because I follow you on Facebook. A few things that you have decided to put on Facebook.
Yes, the sand was very white, and we drove on the beach.
Yes, it was strange.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that the road comes so closer.
Yeah, you can drive on the beach, but you need permission. You need a special pass to drive on the beach. Yeah. But it was good. I'll tell you what the most interesting thing about America was. The size of the food. The portion size in America is huge. Like in Slovakia and New Zealand, you get a reasonable and average size portion. But in America, it's big.
Yes, really.
Big. I'll put some pictures up so you can see on this Facebook, not Facebook, on this page, you can see.
Like pancakes.
It was so tasty. Oh my God, the food was so tasty.
Pancakes, a stereotype in America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I saw that.
Pancakes, bagels, burgers, fries.
Yes, great. Oh, hello, Ivan. How are you?
Oh, welcome. I didn't notice it. I thought you were just talking.
Just warming up.
So you can meet with us... To give us your contribution.
Let's go with us. This is the owner of 11 Books and Coffee, Ivan something of it.
It's me, hello. That was it, yeah.
Short.
I forgot your mystery, isn't it? Your last name. Oh, okay, right.
No, but there's nothing I can add. The question is, new inspiration, old friends.
Yes.
Why did you come back?
Why did you come back?
Why did I come back?
For me, for sure, my God.
No, I only came back for this podcast, for this cafe. For you, Ivan, I want you to leave your wife and run away with me.
I was waiting for someone to show you.
So, wait, before you pour, don't pour. I have something for you. Before you pour that water.
My God.
I have something.
An American thing?
Yes. I put it in a plastic bag because I didn't know if it would leak.
It's poison.
Yes.
Oh.
This is...
It's toxic.
No, it's not toxic. This is a little, it's about the size of a Tic Tac container, but it has a concentrated flavoring in it with no sugar. And what I'm going to do is put this in here. There you go. I'll squirt for half a second and now put some water in. Here, I'll fill it up. It's concentrated.
Strong.
Don't drink it like that.
Strong.
There we go. So try that.
Yes. You first.
Well, I've already tried it.
Yeah, you put more water in your
black cherry. Oh.
You put your water.
You can have more water.
It's a problem. Okay.
Did you bring Gatorade?
Mm-hmm. Concentrated flavor. It's sugar-free.
But it's not vegan.
Maybe it's vegan.
It's vegan? It's vegan? Oh my God.
It's gluten-free.
Gluten-free is for Ivan. You can taste it.
Water, acid, magnesium.
What's amazing?
There's no animal bits in there. You can try some if you want.
No. But it's not like that, Gavin. You are to coffee. He brings us coffee, We are not... it's not the inverse.
I know. We don't bring our own drinks to the cafe.
Yeah?
But I wanted you to try it. See, it's not bad. Eh? Have you tried it?
No.
Well, hurry up. It's refreshing, huh?
My God.
Actually, you like it.
Mm.
That's the first thing I've brought you actually like. This is black
More
cherry.
More water because it's very
strong.
A lot of sugar,
It's sugar-free.
It's very sweety, but it's very sweety.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, eh?
It's not bad. That's what we use for child in Slovakia,
Cordial. What's it called in French, this cordial? This flavored
Concentré.
Water. Enchanté.
Concentré.
Oh, concentré.
Concentrated.
Okay.
Yes.
Enchanté.
Okay. So. And what do you have for me? Something else?
What do I have for you? I brought you cherries. You asked for cherries. I have cherries in my tree.
Cherries. Rare from your garden, Gavin. Not from America.
Why should I... Let me see what I can find in my bag.
Yes.
I have one little thing
black
for you.
Bag.
A little chocolate bar.
Nestle, but it's not American Nestle.
Yeah, but you cannot find this in New Zealand or Australia or maybe not okay. In the UK.
No.
It is a Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
It's a little chocolate bar.
Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery, no artificial flavor or color. Yes, it's vegan also, Gavin.
Sure, why not?
Sure. Okay, great. Because you know that here we took only given
only vegan
only
food.
Vegan things, okay?
By chance.
So
that's not bad.
You you will hear how we can eat that.
Oh, that's the sound of you unwrapping the chocolate.
Oh yes.
Never unwrapped. Oh, there we go. Actually, it's really hot today, so it's it's what about 30 degrees at the moment? So that chocolate's starting to get melty. Crispity, crunchity, melty. I'm not. Mm. Don't eat in front of the microphone. That's disgusting. Now stop it. What do you think?
I prefer the concentrate water.
Oh, okay. So
something is like butter of what?
Butter of fingers. I don't know.
Don't be.
Well, you know how children always have sticky hands. They just, oh, welcome back. You come back. The owner of the cafe comes back at the worst moment.
Ivan is.
You have children, right?
Yeah, so you can explain.
And you, Jacques, you have kids. So you know how.
Blood all over them,
always right. Children, even. There can be no jam in the house, but children always have jam on their hands, right?
It's blood.
Oh, okay, right.
What?
So they just take the butter off the fingers and they make this with the butter fingers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
right, there you go.
Butters.
That's all I have. I'll bring you something else tomorrow, okay? I have more things at home.
That's just things, no. Okay. Okay, no.
I have other things. I have, like, almond joy and almond disappointment. I've got all the almond stuff.
And it's full of... I have the teeth all of...
It's like gritty. It's crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery.
I don't know if I will be able to speak anymore.
That's great. Eat another one. So yeah, in short, I had a really good time in America. It was just brilliant. I'm looking forward to going back. I want to go back, definitely. It's just, I had a brilliant time.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was amazing because I saw such things that you can see on film, you know?
That's another thing.
Like a cup, for example.
Like the,
this cup, it's like the film.
Oh, yeah, because I had
it was a real cup. My God.
For those that don't know what's going on, I was in an Arby's, which is a fast food restaurant I'd never been to before. Have you heard of Arby's?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's like a burger place, but it has a lot of beef and things on the burger. Anyway, and there was a group of police officers came in, and... we took a photo next to the police officer. I took a photo next to the police officers. My girlfriend was holding the camera, and she said to the police officers, you know, he really wants a photo. So I ended up having this cool photo of me next to a policeman. And people said that we looked similar. I didn't see it. I did not see that.
You look similar?
To the police
cop?
Officer, yeah.
I don't think so. No?
We had similar hair color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? Something I noticed strange about America is that in Europe, when you're driving along, you will see signs, road signs, showing castles or monuments or something, official signs.
But no culture, I give it. No culture in
America.
America
has this too.
It was a joke.
Angry Americans. Of course, they have these signs in America too, but something America has that we don't in Europe is signs for fast food. So you'll have this big sign on the side of the motorway or the side of the highway, and there is Wendy's, Denny's, McDonald's, Waffle House, on all of these organized in one big place. Next exit.
Yeah, so, it's normal, given they prefer eat burger than visiting castle. No?
Well,
No, it's not good.
That's horrible.
America, I like you. No, yeah. I love you.
See,
God bless you. Yes.
Now that he's insulted Americans. No, of course, they don't have a lot of castles in America.
No, but I think also that it's a lot of kilometers or miles,
yeah.
You know, between things.
It's like we traveled from Florida to North Carolina. We were in the car for 6 hours.
But when
you look at the map of America, we only traveled 1 inch, like 2.5 centimeters.
Uh-huh.
It's such, I cannot comprehend how big America is. It's bigger than I thought. I thought Australia was big, mm-hmm. but America is massive.
Mm-hmm. And it's also bigger. Big road, beautiful roads.
Oh yeah, and the roads are
a
really
lot of line,
smooth,
line. Yes, incredible.
And the drivers, they're really well behaved. I know Americans listening might disagree with this, but the drivers in America, compared to Slovakia and Europe, they are very well behaved. They typically all do the same speed limit. They're not constantly, every second car is changing lane every 10 seconds to get ahead.
But they had to, no? Because I think that a lot of policemen, no? Are there to check?
Yeah, I saw a lot of police on the road.
And let's continue after burger, pancakes, mm-hmm. Cop or policeman, gun.
What? Yeah, he had a gun.
You already did. You saw real American gun.
Gun. Yeah.
And how do you feel when you saw gun in front of your nose? With someone asking money. Oh, no, it's not the same
no,
film,
not,
sorry.
Not held up. What films are you watching?
Oh my God.
I wasn't in a gangster movie. No, I held a shotgun and I think it was a 9mm pistol at the same time. It felt...
Oh, pistol. Pistolet en français. Right.
Ah, pistoli?
Mm-hmm. Yes, pistolet.
Mm-hmm. Pistolet. Mm-hmm. En pistolet, les enfants.
So great. Mm-hmm.
It felt perfectly normal. So like I said before, I grew up around guns, so that doesn't really faze me. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know what to do with them because I was in a house at the time, and what am I going to do with guns in a house?
And did you try?
Shooting? No, we didn't have time.
Ah, you didn't have time. Okay.
Because you have to go to a shooting range or maybe the neighbors will get worried. Mm-hmm. But while we were out in this mountain cabin, or mountain house, I was sitting outside and in the background I hear... And then... So someone is firing like an automatic rifle somewhere in the background. And I'm thinking that, wow, I really am in America.
So. And after gun, pancakes,
with?
Cups, road... Mm-hmm. Flag! Great American flag everywhere!
I was there on Memorial Day. You mm-hmm. know what is Memorial Day? It's a day where they remember things because they're a very forgetful nation. No. Of course, it's to.
For me, it's very funny, but I don't know if people
will listen. Anyone who knows me knows that I have a strange sense of humor.
It's a joke,
I promise, don't shoot me. So, of course, Memorial Day is to honor the fallen soldiers and those that served in the military. And on that day, there are flags everywhere.
Yes.
I cannot comprehend. I've never seen so many flags before. Because in Belgium, do people wave flags? Do they have flags on the homes?
No. It's not really.
Same in New Zealand. It would be strange. You
only
know?
Once when it's like a Memorial Day, National Day.
One, if
but
you
it's
have
not
your,
so
your,
common.
Your king has
yes.
a birthday,
what?
Maybe.
Yes. No, even that. And but it's like it was like a film from America.
We are quiet now because the music stopped.
Yes. Because the last photography that you put on Facebook, it was with a flag. In the hill.
Ah, on that flag.
So I was thinking, my God, like American film. You
yeah,
finish, because you know, normally you begin mm-hmm. with a flag somewhere, American flag, or you finish with American flag, and I was thinking, my God, Gavin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last photo on Facebook
yes,
was
you,
me standing.
You understood all what
no,
you need.
I was sitting on Chimney Rock in North Carolina, mm-hmm. And there was this massive American flag, and it was flying half-mast because, of course, there was a school shooting while I was there. Not where I was, but somewhere in the country. And so the flag was at half-mast, which meant that while I was sitting on that rock, the flag kept tapping me on the shoulder. Like,
whoa.
Tap, as if it's a sign.
Of what, Gavin?
I don't know.
That you will be the next to be shot?
Oh, God.
No, God. No.
Many
no,
people would like that, I'm sure.
You spoke that. You spoke about shooting. No. Okay.
So.
Ah, yes, I understood. But perhaps that you will turn
maybe
back.
Maybe I will return back one day to America.
I forgot. Belgian. I didn't understand
I've only
all
seen
the reference.
Like 2 weeks in America, I've seen just the tiniest little fraction. There's so much more to see. And like I said, it's just such a big country. Like, you can drive across Slovakia in 5 hours mm-hmm. from border to border.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
yes.
6 hours if you stop to go to the toilet.
No,
if you wear a
10 with
electric
car. Yes.
No, actually, it was more like 15. but so 6 hours if you relax, Like driving in America, if you relax, it will take you 3 days to get across the country.
Yes, and you spoke about another cliché.
What's that?
Also, the big car. I think that you make a photography of one of big truck.
Massive truck.
Massive truck. Incredible. Not electric, given.
No. I saw the new Tesla Model 3. Mm-hmm. Do you know about this car?
Maybe you saw some
headlines or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a new car by the American manufacturer Tesla. It's the quote, air quote, affordable mid-sized car, which costs. I'm using my hands to make air quotes, $35,000. But you know, everyone knows it will cost more than that in reality if you want options and things. I hadn't seen one in reality, but I saw one go past in Florida. But I didn't have time to get my phone and take a photo. It just went straight past. And I thought, that Tesla Model S looks strange, because the Model S is the big version. Mm-hmm. And it went past, and I realized, wait, that's a Model 3. And I pointed that out to my girlfriend and said, that's a Model 3, that is, getting really excited. And she thought, you know, I just lost my mind, of course. But yeah, I went past, I saw it. So I am now a Tesla Model 3. I'm no longer a Tesla Model 3 virgin. Mm-hmm. I've seen one.
But all American people have such big cars as you saw.
Not all of them.
So.
I did see some small cars, but you know the Fiat 500? Mm-hmm. The new one. It's a small
yes,
car.
Yes, yes.
It's a good-looking little car. They're reasonably common. Like, smart cars are quite common in Europe. Mm-hmm. You know, the little two-seat car, smart car. But there, I saw no smart cars, and my girlfriend thought that the Fiat 500 was a smart car, because it's, you know, the cars in America are just bigger. They are just bigger. Small cars are not common because the roads are big, the streets are big, the parking spaces are big. Mm-hmm. But and trucks and big SUVs are very common.
Mm-hmm. And Fiat, it's foreign from Italy.
Yeah,
but they have a lot of foreign auto.
They have a lot of foreign brands like Nissan and Toyota, but they are made in America. Uh-huh. They just have the Japanese brand.
And what are the brands of America?
Oh, many.
What's the name?
Buick, Chrysler.
Ah, Chrysler. Yes, I know.
You call it Chrysler.
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 Yes.
It sounds like
Chrysler.
A girl's name.
Yes.
So, it can be Chrysler Hofla. Hofla, come on.
I want to say no. I will not say. Okay.
I'm curious to say what was it?
No, Chrysler. If you say that it's a woman, it's a car for. It seems that like car for gay. No.
It's a gay car.
No, it's not Chrysler. Gay car. But you say that it was like a woman. So
it's the name sounds like a woman when you say it. Chrysler.
Okay,
when you say
okay.
Chrysler
continue.
An American accent.
Chrysler.
Chrysler doesn't sound gay.
Chrysler. In American accent.
It's very good.
Chrysler.
Actually,
yes.
No, that's awful. It sounds like you've had a stroke.
Oh, and another brand?
What else?
Let's go. Yes, another thing.
You sound Canadian now.
Canadian? Oh, yes.
That was a short trip.
Okay.
So we've got, there's Chrysler. There's Ford, of course. Ford. But we have Ford here. Chrysler, Buick. What else is there?
Buick. Okay, I didn't realize.
How do you say it?
I say Buick. Okay. Yes, Buick.
It's Buick.
What? No, but I know now. Yes, yeah, but Buick. We say Buick.
Say
yes.
Buick.
Buick.
No, in English, Buick.
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 Close enough.
Buick. Okay. Okay. So
Chrysler Buick.
Yes.
What else is there? I've forgotten. Other people will be able to tell.
And you drive?
Tesla is American.
And you drive?
No, I didn't actually. I ended up not driving at all. I had my international license with me, but the opportunity never came about. So. But that's it. That was my trip in America. How was life back in Slovakia while I was away?
Oh, we were waiting news from your garden, Gavin.
Oh, well. Hang on, this has come right back to me again.
Yes,
how
sure.
How did you do that? I ask you a question and turn it back on me.
It's a one-man show.
It's a one-man show.
Give it one-man show.
People are tuning in to hear you.
Yes, but I'm there to ask the good question. And
the garden is fine. How is your garden?
My garden, you know that as usual.
Well, see, last
nothing,
like,
a lot of florals.
A month ago,
we haven't
you
florals.
Had a plant, a box full of
seeds,
and you lost the packet, so you don't know what actual plants they were.
Yes.
Do you know what they are now?
They are death, Gavin.
They're dead.
A lot of, they're death, yes,
oh,
because
it
they grow, in a few days, you know, or 2 weeks. And after, it was so hot, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
you did not water them?
I put water, but it's...
you must water them every day, not once a year.
No, but after it the water didn't go out, you know.
So it's just a bucket.
Yes, for sure.
So it was just flooded with water?
No. If...
Wait. So
not possible for the water to go out, you know.
It has no holes? Or it didn't help, not enough water.
No. Even if you have holes, it's not really helping, you know. Uh-huh. Not a lot of wool, so it's very difficult.
Yeah.
So, no.
Okay, well, that's the end of your...
But bat plant, what is the name in English? They are growing without nothing.
Weeds.
Great, Kevin.
So you got healthy weeds.
Oh my God,
weeds. Take a photo of your weeds. I want to see your weeds.
It's not the what I expected. And yes, some flowers growed. Yes, my daughter was very, very happy that finally we had something new and real flowers, but very little. Nothing in comparison with your beautiful grass in your
villa.
He's
coming back to me again. I see what you are doing.
And because I saw that you have a new toy, as you said, and we agree that we will try. I will try to say the name in English, but I forgot.
Okay.
I forgot.
Okay, okay.
So it's something to cut the grass, and it's like an automobile, vehicle.
Yeah.
Yes, you can sit and you start. You didn't make nothing. You can sleep, but it's cutting the grass.
You didn't make nothing. Like there is no energy. It's hard work.
How about to drive that?
Imagine,
yes,
it's like driving a car.
You can check in Facebook. Yeah, it was not so hard. Huh?
Well, you saw me driving 1 meter.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So what I have is a ride-on lawn mower.
Ride-on lawn mower.
That's good.
Yes, and it's finished. Okay.
Yeah, that's one time. So it was good fun. So yeah, I. but it still took me 1 hour to cut the grass because all the trees. But it's much easier than cutting with a machine. Yeah, I can just sit on it and ride. It's great.
Yes, yes. Hmm. And also you have trees with a lot of fruits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have cherries, raspberries, strawberries. The plums are coming, the pears are coming, the apples are coming. And,
great.
Also, what else? Cherries? Did I say cherries? I remember. I forget. There's so much fruit.
And what about in America? You have a lot of...
Oh my God, six
when
apricots.
You were there. What about in America? When you were in this town, a lot of trees also with full of... and vegetables and gardens and so on?
I didn't see anyone with a garden.
Anyone
in America?
Garden?
I'm sure, of course, people have them, but...
Only grass?
All I saw was grass, yeah. And that's you know what's interesting? Is that in Europe, the houses all have fences in front of them. When you
fences,
walk down the street, fences. Plotty.
To protect. Yes,
yeah.
Fences, yes.
So, but in America, all the homes have no fences. Or at least in the suburbs that I saw, the typical suburbs have no fences. You can just walk from the street straight to someone's door across their grass. There are no fences, which is strange.
Yes,
for me, I'm used to having fences, so it just feels like the houses are like unprotected and open. It just makes me feel a little bit weird.
Yes, but because all people know that inside you have full people with a number of guns.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
So that's why they don't need fences.
Yes.
So maybe
checking in the windows.
The window behind
always
the
coming these people. So I didn't know.
Maybe they're doing it the right way. We just need more guns.
Yes,
we can get rid of our fences.
Yes, that's
tear it down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
So, dear listener from America, if you have another answer to this question, this mystery, why only grass and garden without
fences? Let us know.
Yes.
Well, let's make this podcast short today, because they always go from 30 minutes to 40 minutes, and it's too long, and people are busy with busy schedules. And would you like more cordial, more concentrate?
Concentrate? Concentré, yes.
Concentré, a little?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I get out my concentré. I need to offer it to Ivan, the cafe owner, because we are bringing our own drinks. But look how tiny that package is, and it's so strong. You just need a little bit. And
so we haven't that in Europe, in European
no.
market. My God.
You just squirt for half a second like that into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, you just fill up the rest with water.
Yes, and you can finish to say sherry. Oh, yes, it's sherry, no, in English.
What is
no,
sherry? The fruit?
No, to say
oh, cheers.
Goodbye.
Cheers.
No, but it was a joke, Gavin.
Oh, God, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
What do they say for cheers in French?
Santé.
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 Santé. Okay, well, in that case, to end the podcast, cheers.
Santé.
Santé.